If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today. He's back on Monday. Sip, how are you today on this fine, dark Friday morning outside?
Yeah, it is dark. Bill would love it.
You see me this way, by the way, the whole rest of the year. So we can do this every single day starting off the show. Bill, dark outside.
Yeah, this is your time of year.
He's happy. None of this light stuff at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Unless you want to golf early, that's the only thing it's good for.
Yeah, we're here.
We are here.
We're here. It's Friday.
Friday.
Ben is here. We're not mailing it in.
Never. Never have. Never will.
No, we'll talk. We'll talk a lot of football.
We will.
Bill's just gone today. He'll be back Monday.
Back Monday.
So don't, you know, where's Waldo? Where's Bildo? Where's Bildo?
No, don't. Let's not do that one.
Why is that?
It just sounds...
Say it.
It just sounds a little weird.
Where's Waldo?
To an odd word.
Where's Waldo? Like,
no, we're not doing that. It just sounds bad, and you know why it sounds bad.
Say it.
Don't like... No, I'm not saying that. It sounds weird. No, we're not doing that one. Waldo's fine.
Yeah.
Bildo, come on. Sounds ridiculous. You are ridiculous. You are ridiculous.
I don't know what you're alluding to here.
I don't know. Just a common word. Yeah, just a word out there.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
That one's fine. How are you today?
Bill will be
good. You had an event last night for Husker Online. On three.
Yeah, right, zipline. It's zipline. Yeah. I was down south.
That was a pretty big crowd down there.
I had to go. It's kind of like when I go there from the north. It's like going out of town. I mean, you're it's a long drive.
Well, you were at Zip Lines at 56 in Pine Lake, way down there. That is a long ways for you. For me, it's I go. There's about 10 minutes from my house.
10 minutes.
Okay. I like that place.
Yeah, it was
like that area.
It was a fun event. It was zip line in Acres, and it was fun. It was packed. It was jam packed, and you know, I was there for quite a while. I mean, that's a lot of socializing.
Did you have a Jake Sorensen type amount of beers while you were down there?
No, I had one margarita.
And it sounds like you passed up on the free food also. You just did. You just did. You passed up on the free food.
I did because of the circumstances in Wichita. And you know what those are. So I am not. I'm right now, I've kind of pressed pause on the whole, you know, I'm going to get in a line and eat mass food production.
Well, let's be real. This stems back from the situation you had in Wichita.
Right. Yeah, we're being real.
But, I mean, there you probably offer free food all the time at certain places when you do these speeches, but yeah. You're going to be hesitant now because of the situation of the brutal food poisoning. It'll take you 7 hours to get home on a typical 4-hour trip from Wichita.
Because of some cold chicken, cold pasty shredded chicken in a taco that I didn't recognize was a problem.
But you told us on the show that you had the food at the buffet at the speech, and it was fun. It was the aftermath of 100. The place you went to.
Yeah, Wichita, the event in Wichita was fine. It was a taco bar. I had no problems with those tacos. Those weren't the issue. Because nobody at that event
got sick. So why are you pushing back against the buffet-type food? You haven't got sick on that
yet. Because it's the overall effect.
It's just still the mindset thing?
Yeah. I mean, if you eat... Okay. Yeah, if you go through what I went through and you have to call 911.
What's wrong with you? I can say I've never heard that one before. I understand it.
If you eat a bad taco, you call 911.
I guess so.
Ben's not amused. Ben, what's wrong?
He's
Friday.
Concerned. Yeah. He's not mailing. You know, he's not mailing it over there. He's fine.
Was he here early?
He was here. He beat me by a lot. I got like at 5:36 today. It was late for me.
Whoa,
yeah, a little late today.
Come on.
I'm fine. I'm good. Everything's great.
We're prepared.
We want to do idle chit chat. The roll.
We're
call
doing
first.
Idle chit chat.
Okay, idle chit chat.
This is idle chit chat.
Idle chit chat.
Sponsored by
our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. I was informed text line here.
You're getting on the Amtrak, but go ahead.
Yeah, about the Amtrak here. Okay. Someone has told me that they do serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the Amtrak.
Your situation took a better turn yesterday when our friend, my cousin.
Dave Dipple
sent me quite a bit of information.
Okay, you didn't send it to me. Thank you for that. I didn't receive this information until potentially right now from you.
Yeah, this is great.
What did he say?
This is great. I can't.
We lost Dave Dipple's text of information that could help me on the Amtrak, possibly, or information about the Amtrak.
Here it is. I got it. Okay, here's what he said. That it's extremely comfortable on the Amtrak. He said it's sort of like a Lazy Boy recliner that you'll be seated in. This is from Dave Dipple, my cousin.
Your long lost third cousin.
Yeah. Sort of like a Lazy Boy recliner. Dip says, advise Jake not to sit too close to where the doors open. Okay. Don't sit too
close. So I select my own seat. It's not seating that's
evidently.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm going tonight at 12:46 a.m. if it goes out. I still need to learn more about the trip.
We still have key information to disseminate.
Yes, we do. Okay.
So, first of all, do not sit close to where the doors open. Also, ask if there are any openings in the business class. Okay? Those seats are better.
Do I have to pay extra for that?
I think,
or is that just bonus? It's just, hey, you got a ticket, congrats,
they're
open seats. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what are you worried about money for?
I don't want to put more into this Amtrak trip than I have to.
I just ask them if there's any openings in the business class, according to Dip. Okay.
Thank you.
He says it's very comfortable. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to make, in a second, I'm going to make part of the roll call an Amtrak question. Okay? I'm going
to. Okay, that's a good idea.
That's a little tease for you in a minute or so.
Yeah, that's a tease coming.
It's a tease for a minute or two down from the road from here.
Okay.
So keep, keep invested in that.
Okay.
Last night, didn't do much. I worked till like 8 p.m. I pulled the Steve Sipple type day.
No, you did.
No nap yesterday. Not even a sign of a nap yesterday.
Ooh, one of those days.
We got a lot of stuff to get done before football season. You know, this is go time.
It is go time.
I'm not trying to say, oh, wow, feel bad for me. No, I didn't say that. No. I'm just saying it was a long day.
You never say that. Hey, Ben.
I don't ask for any sympathy at all for anybody. I don't want it. I don't ask for it. I don't need it.
Do you want a little sympathy?
No sympathy, please. Only when the Dolphins lose do I want sympathy. That's it. That's the only time I ask for that. If it's a rough loss, I ask for a little sympathy. That's it.
No, okay. So, and I had the event. So I didn't do much other than the event, to be quite honest about it. Planet Fitness went to Planet Fitness at an odd time. By the way, idle chit-chat, Chancellor Brewington is at my Planet Fitness.
Is he?
I've seen him a couple times.
Well, he was here yesterday also. He had a show from 8 to 9 p.m.
Chancellor's a fine young man.
Yes, he is. He's a good kid.
Yeah. Listen to you.
Like, I'm 33. He's 23 or 24. I can call him a good kid. Young Ben's a good kid.
4'6".
Big Swim's a good kid.
4'6", 4'5", 6'8", 5". Can Jake call a 23-year-old a good kid?
Okay. Great question.
4'6".
Answer that question, text line. I am 33 years old. Can I call a 24-year-old a good kid?
Ben's weighing in.
I can call young Ben a good kid.
Ben, weigh in. Ben is weighing in via the grease board. 4'6", 4'5", 6'8", 5". Jake is 32 or 33.
I'm 33 years old.
Now, wait a second. You're not answering the question. Ben said 23 is not a kid.
I didn't say it. To me, it is.
Is Jake... Now, I can say Chancellor's a good kid. I'm 58.
I can too.
No, you can't because you haven't reached the age where you can do that.
When I was a senior in high school, he was in first grade. He's a kid to me, all right? He's a kid to me.
The question,
I'm 11
is,
years
can
older than him.
Jake referred to Chancellor as a kid.
Here's some response from the text line.
Yeah, people. No. He says no.
Eric says, you're still a pup, Jake. You can't call someone
right.
a kid.
Yeah. Yeah,
someone else says, Jake, you're an awfully young pup to call somebody a kid.
Right.
You got to be over 40 to call anyone over 18 a kid.
The threshold is unclear to me. I don't know what it is. I would go higher than 40. I'm probably going to 50. I think 50 is the threshold. You can't call.
I can call him a good kid.
No. It sounds.
I go back to, again, I was a senior in high school. He was a first grader. He's going to always be a kid to me.
This is. You go by feel. The feel is horrible.
Not,
when you say kid.
I'm not demeaning.
Not demeaning anybody. It just doesn't sound right.
Okay.
It just doesn't sound right. It's so fine when I say it.
David says, I can say Jake is a good kid. I'm 52 years old.
I can say you're a good kid.
What's the threshold? Is it 20 years apart?
Probably. I think you got to be 50.
Someone says, Jake, it's got to be a 20-year difference.
Yeah.
So I can call someone who's 13 a kid. I can't call a 14-year-old a kid.
Yeah,
in high school then.
Yeah, you could, but not Chancellor.
Fine, he's a good young man.
Even that sounds a little awkward.
He's a good man.
Good man.
I can't say young man.
Good young.
He is a young man. He's barely out of college. Yeah. He's a young man.
But you saying kid?
That's not demeaning. It's a fact.
It sounded so unorthodox.
Young Ben, I guess, is a good young man.
It was just glaring.
If he's not a young kid, he's a young man then.
It was a glaring light saying, no, no, no. That's what it was.
Harley says, yes, you can. 10 years older, you can call someone a kid. I'm 10 years older than Chancellor Brewington, probably. And I like him. I'm a fan. I went to Indy with Chancellor. I drove him.
It's not about whether you're a fan of him or not.
He's a good person. I like him.
Yeah. You say Ben's a good kid?
He's a good kid.
Oh, no. You can't say that. You can't say that. I can say
We're seeing now a threshold of 10 to 25 years.
Well,
if it's 10, I'm fine then.
Hold on. That's not a good threshold. That's too big of a disparity.
I know. It's pretty wide.
I mean, we got to narrow that down. And my I'm saying 20.
I think I'm fine with my description there.
No.
I'm going to call Ben. Ben's a young, good young kid over here.
No, you calling Chancellor a young kid is really weird to me.
It's not. But Faison says you might as well call him sport. No, it's not demeaning. It's not. I'm not saying, hey, buckaroo, how are you? That's demeaning.
A little demeaning
That's
for you to
demeaning
do.
To say buckaroo.
It's a little demeaning for you to do it. It's not demeaning at all for me to do
it. It's not intentionally demeaning.
No, it's not intentional. That's part of the problem.
That is truly idle chit-chat right there.
Yeah, it is.
What is the age you can call somebody a kid without it being demeaning or sound right. off?
Right. This applies to young men or women. Like if I said about Bella, she's a good kid, it sounds natural. If you say it sounds weird, Bella's a good kid. No, you're not old enough to play that card.
Chet in Nebraska City is age 31.
Okay.
He says, Jake, we're about the same age. I would never call a 23-year-old a kid. Sip is 100 on point on this one.
Thank you, Chet. Yeah, it was really unnatural for you to do that. Okay, just take my advice.
Okay, well,
You are an old soul, but don't take it too far.
I view myself in my 40s or 50s. I feel like an old man.
Yeah, but it really sounded weird when you said it.
Dang it. Well, there we go. I'm already off of my company and call people today. You're giving Bill very weird nicknames, and I'm apparently using kid the wrong
Ben, come
form
on, Ben's
here.
Uncomfortable. Why are you uncomfortable, Ben?
We do that sometimes, Ben. We try to make things uncomfortable in the studio once in a while.
Why? What?
Well, I think that's
Where's
good
Bill?
For...
no.
I think that's idle chit-chat.
It's a playoff of Where's Waldo.
Yeah, it's not a good one, though. Someone says, please watch your pronunciation of that one closely.
I did.
Sure, the B is very, very well known.
I got it.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by your friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs.
Really immature.
This summer and fall. We will get to football in a second. Before that, I promise we're going to do the roll call. People are texting in. I want to make sure that they are seen and heard on the text line and YouTube and Facebook and Twitch and X/Twitter. Okay? So here's the deal. You know the call. You know the roll. 402-464-5685. You know how this goes. Please text your name.
Hold on.
You know
the roll. You know the call.
You know, I think I'm fine. It sounded awkward, but I went with it confidently, so
Very
I'm fine with that.
You know the roll. You know the call.
Would you please text your name, your age, where you're listening from? And my fourth thing is, Sip, have you ever been on an Amtrak before?
That's a good one.
And if so, where to? How
God, I love it.
Quick description of that, please. All right. To the roll call from the text line. Here we go. We've got Dave in Fullerton. Eric in Hickman took the Amtrak to Denver to get his car back after it was stolen once.
Well.
He's, by the way, he's 56 years old.
That's sort of unfortunate on both
that
ends.
That sounds, yeah.
You know, he had to take the Amtrak to Yeah.
That's rough.
Ben, have you taken the Amtrak? Ben's a no. I'm a no.
I'm about to be a yes, but no as of this moment right now.
Okay.
Sebastian says, big early break fan. He says, this team is the number one team.
We're the number one team.
Yes, we are.
We are numero uno.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure that goes with that.
Dylan in Dannebrog on the text line. Joel in Wisconsin. Mitt in Arkansas says, he is 60 years old, no Amtrak for him.
He made it to 60 with no Amtrak. You're not going to be able to say that.
No, I'm not. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas, age 42, no Amtrak, but I am intrigued to do it based on how this trip goes for you.
Okay.
I could start an Amtrak revolution here.
You could.
Is that the right word? I'm struggling with words this morning.
No, it's okay. That was
Is revolution fine?
Fine?
Does that
Absolutely
work?
Absolutely fine. Yeah, it's funny. Start an Amtrak.
I could be the reason why the sales in Lincoln go higher on the Amtrak or around the country. You never know.
You could be. I'm really anxious for your report.
Yeah, you're going to get the report.
I know.
Millard Mike in Littleton, Colorado, age 73, rode the Amtrak from Denver to Omaha in August of 1980. He says it sucked. The AC did not work, but that was also 44 years ago.
Okay. A lot of Denver trips on via
yep.
Amtrak.
Well, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I bet that's a peach to get off in Denver.
mm-hmm. Jason in Ankeny, age 51, Ankeny, Iowa. Corey with us today. He says, just because you play 70s every day doesn't mean you can call people a kid.
I guarantee you, Corey will side with the, you better be 50 if you're going to say young kid to a banner chancellor or anybody like that.
Ernie in South Carolina says Jake is awfully young to be saying a kid.
It sounded so strange when you said it. That's all I'm going by. That's all I'm going. It just sounded strange off the cuff.
It's fine. I'm strange once in a while. Turner in Fort Myers, Florida. St. Potatoes at Kratos this morning working out, getting fitness on a Friday.
Where is he?
He's at Kratos Gym, Southeast Lincoln, over by Southwest High School, just south of that.
Never heard of that one.
K-R-A-T-O-S. Kratos. Actually, Dalton from Kratos is my golf league.
Is that right?
Yes. Dalton's one of the higher-ups and one of the owners of Kratos. So shout out to Kratos.
You only play with the higher-ups.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Jake hates me on the text line. Says, you can call anyone under 18 a kid. Thank you very much. But chance was 23, so that would not apply to him. Jordan Wilbur is at Planet Fitness right now and has never been on the Amtrak. Fitness.
He's playing. I wonder which Planet Fitness he's at.
Yeah, are you at Sips in 84th and Layton?
That is mine.
Lexington area over there.
Yeah. Lexington area?
Is it Layton or Lexington?
Layton.
There's a Lexington over there.
Is there?
Yes, I'm pretty sure there is.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I know Lincoln. I've been here for a
84th
while.
84th and Layton is a great Planet Fitness.
Okay. Tyler in Iowa City, age 23. Never been on the Amtrak, but I would like to try it. I'm curious how your trip goes.
A lot of curiosity out there. I hope you're ready.
John in Fremont says, I'm 61, listening from home. Never been on the Amtrak, but if it has enough leg room, I will try to do it. So people are going to await my report on this to potentially do this themselves.
Yeah, you're under a little, there's some pressure on you.
Pete in Chattanooga, age 72 with this. Why would he be listening? Sip. Randomly.
Yeah, why are people from Chattanooga listening?
I don't know, but I like Tennessee.
Why would they do that? Yeah, I do too.
Shout out to Tennessee.
I've never been to Chattanooga.
No Amtrak for the 72-year-old man, Pete. Chet in Neb City, no. Jason Ravenna says no, he hasn't. Age 31. Jeff McCook, 51 years old, never been on the Amtrak. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, has never been on the Amtrak. Okay, age 48.
If you're... I don't know. Do Amtrak have salesmen? If they're listening right now,
I'm going to make the sales go up. I want to see the report and the sales after my trip when I come back.
They don't like to hear all this no Amtrak.
Well, maybe it'll change. I could change people's lives on this if it's a positive report. And I'll be very honest. They're not an advertiser with me, so I'll be honest with them. And I try to be honest with the advertisers, too. That sounded right. I am honest with all the advertisers, all the people.
Oh, foot in mouth.
Casey at Topeka, age 54, no Amtrak. Will in Fullerton, age 41, never, but I want to. Bill and Bennett, my 81-year-old mother rides the Amtrak to Denver twice a year and loves it.
I'll be darned.
Okay. Eric says he's 38. He's begrudgingly listening to the show right now. Begrudgingly.
Why are you begrudgingly listening?
That's Eric. That's our Eric.
Oh, Eric. Eric. Jake sucks, doesn't he? Yeah.
That song gets a 9, but Jake, you, of course, get a 1.
You are horrible.
Derry Bro checking in from Red Lake, Ontario. Alan in Orlando. Nell's in Big Fork, Montana. John in Roscoe, Illinois. Greg is in Fishers, Indiana, listening this morning. Okay. Aaron on his way to Seward.
Okay.
GP in Gretna.
Wow.
Took a train from Kiev to Odessa, Ukraine once. That was not an Amtrak. It was something else, probably. Wow. Kurt in Aurora, not been on the train before, age 55. David in Jupiter, Florida. Yes, it was awful. I saw a huge fight on the Amtrak,
oh,
he
that's
said.
Great.
Now, I hope to not be involved in any fights or see fights.
Yeah, that would be wonderful in a compact area where you can't get out just to see a brawl. That would be wonderful.
Ben in Canby, Oregon. Scooter in Roca. Steve in a lot of people this morning checking in. Doug in Panama, the country of Panama. Yes, he rode the Amtrak to McCook, from McCook to Chicago in 1998.
Hello. That's
Isaac, Rick in Wahoo, Sean in Omaha. Headhunter, and there we go. That's a lot of people tuning in on YouTube. I can't forget those people here, those breakers. Walter, Troy in Bassett, age 55. No Amtrak. Terry in Nashville, Tennessee, age 62. Mm-hmm. Scott is with us. JR is in Cooperstown, New York, live right now.
Wow,
listening to the show, watching the show. Bolt, Jordan in Lincoln, no Amtrak. The Conservative Husker, no Amtrak. Tim with us. And Owen also, and Thomas is in the Philippines watching the show.
Panama, Philippines.
And Kobe, and Jeremiah, and Corn in Waco, Texas.
God.
Montana Husker with us. Marcus and Valentine watching the show.
Thank you, everybody.
David in South Florida. Thank you, Breakers. That is the roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop by at 48th and Holdridge for the great bowling, billiards, darts, and amazing food and karaoke.
Trust
and Sarah. The spirit animal.
Sarah, and trust me when I tell you, at Zipline last night, there was a lot of breakers there. There was a lot of breakers.
We appreciate all the breakers everywhere across the world.
God bless them. God bless them. Especially for listening on Friday.
Hey.
Well, no, I mean, it's, you know, you start to kind of wane sometimes on Friday.
That's fair. We don't wane.
I can't wane.
No waning.
I can't wane. It's a day-to-day. Right after this, I'm going to football practice.
We just learned that at 5:58, there's availability today.
Yeah.
Sean won't care. You'll be there. So who cares if you do until right now?
I'll be there.
I'm saying he wouldn't care. He didn't know until now because at least you know.
I know.
You'll be there.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
So we'll have some report from practice. I think from Nick will probably be there today. So we'll have that on the show on the drive happy hour also. And then we'll have a report also on Monday from that.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
I saw that. Please call or text 402-464-5685. I was going through CBS Sports yesterday, Sip, because there's no real news from Nebraska yesterday.
Not a lot.
But Jerry Palm was going through his early bowl projections for the year ahead. And I think this, Sip, we always do this once in a while. You say, hey, if you could take this or play out the season, what would you do? I think in this situation, fans might take the projection and say, yeah, let's just go to the bowl game right now. Jerry Palm, CBS Sports, put Nebraska in his bowl projections yesterday against LSU on December 30th in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. That's likely a 9-win season to get to that bowl game. Sip, I think people would probably say, I will accept that versus see what the fate would be of the season. I'll take that right now. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're right. You take that.
That's the last bowl game you were in, by the way, in 2016, that exact game. 2016 Music City Bowl against Tennessee.
I mean, what would be realistic and better? What would be better and realistic?
I don't know.
I don't know how much better you can get than that. If you're Nebraska right now, I mean, obviously, you'd want to be in the, first of all, you'd want to be in the playoff. And that's not completely off the table, obviously. But no, I mean, the Music City Bowl against a name brand program like LSU. Now, it strikes me right away as it'd be really difficult. It'd be a really difficult game.
Yeah, but that means you had a great season, though.
Yeah.
You're playing LSU in that game. Again, that's Nebraska won 9 games the last time to get to that bowl game.
Uh-huh. And played an SEC
team. And by the way, that year, they were 7-0. We talk about 7-0 this year. They were 7-0.
Yeah, it'd be
in 2016.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty it'd probably be somewhat similar occurrence, the way the season would unfold. It is a great bowl game. Now, I think Nashville's changed a little bit in the last, what you're going to say, 7 years, right?
What town hasn't changed in the last 7 years?
What big city, yeah. But I still say it'd be a great place to go for fans. the stadium is, they play, you know, they play it where the Titans play.
That's right.
And it's cool. I mean, it's very, it's not, it doesn't overwhelm you like the place in San Francisco or Jerry's World or anything like that.
Levi's Stadium in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's not even San Francisco.
Well, the area.
Yeah. It's that area. But, oh God.
I think you just say, I'll accept God. That. Yeah. Let's don't play the bowl game
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Don't, I think you would. I don't think you've, yeah, you do that.
You usually want to bet on yourself and say, I think I can do better. I mean, that seems like a almost like a ceiling for this team to me. Is the Music City Bowl. And that's what his projection is. I would sign.
Yeah, I'm not going to push back
if
on
I had the option, 100% sign me up for let's fast forward and let's go to that bowl game.
Yes.
I like to watch the games, but I would accept the punishment of not watching to get to that type of bowl
because game. You're thinking 9-3.
That would be great. And I would take that in a heartbeat for right now.
It'd be really fun. It'd be a really fun December for us, for the Nebraska fans. For
absolutely.
For all the media, you know, all of the. I mean, yeah, it would mean it was a good season. It would mean things are on an upward trajectory. It means that Dylan Raiola would have had a good season. It means your offensive line would have rounded into form.
It means with that record sip, you probably were thinking you had a chance, outside chance of the playoff.
Right.
That late in the season.
Yeah, we'd be, good God.
That's yes. Why you would take that and run.
100. 100.
Now, Jerry Palm put out his playoff teams also in the 12-team playoff.
Please.
He had, of course, Georgia, the 1 seed, Ohio State, the 2 seed, Utah, Big 12 winner, the 3 seed.
Mm.
Okay? 4 seed, Florida State in the ACC.
Mm. Overseeded Florida State.
Other,
I don't see them.
The other teams, Texas, the 5 seed against 12 seed Boise State out of the group of 5.
Interesting.
8 seed, Texas A&M. Mike Elko, hello, playoff first year.
Trev Alberts, hello.
Against Penn State. Not yeah, really. Trev, yeah, exactly. Trev Alberts. So,
yeah.
A&M versus Penn State. Penn State in the playoff. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Oregon, the 6 seed against 11 seed Kansas State. Non-conference champion. Because Utah's the conference champ in his poll here, or his projection. And then number 7, Alabama against number 10, Miami, Florida. Mm. That's Jerry Palm's playoff.
Okay.
Enticing. Intriguing.
Okay. Other bowl games. It could be the Holiday Bowl you would go to.
We would take that in San Diego in a heartbeat also.
Yes. He has Pitt versus Washington. What is that right? He has. He says the matchup is ACC versus Pac-12. I don't get that. He has Rutgers playing Clemson in the Duke's Mayo. How would you feel about the Duke's Mayo?
Charlotte?
Yeah,
I'd be okay with
it. I don't even know. I don't think the Big Ten's eligible.
Sip, I was a big fan of the Alamo Bowl.
Yes, Kansas, I know you were.
Kansas against USC December 28th in San Antonio, Texas, per Jerry Palm's projection. That'd be fascinating.
Again, once again, Jerry says it's Big 12 versus Pac-12. Does he understand that USC is now in the Big 10?
And the Pac-12 does not exist anymore. Right. It's the Pac-2.
They just didn't change
it. It's the Pac-2.
They just didn't change it. Okay, Alamo Bowl, you could make an argument. Oh, why not? Why would you want to go to Nashville instead of the Alamo? They're pretty similar, right? I think you're right, though. I think Music City would be a little bit higher in the pecking order, where you might not get to the, you might at 9 play yourself out of the Alamo Bowl. You know what I mean?
I think you might. Yeah. How about this though? I'm looking at December 28th. Yeah, because this is a team that's right now in the top 7 of the poll. Notre Dame is in the AP top 7.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I'd be disappointed.
Against Oklahoma State. That would mean, hey. You're barely a top 25 team at the best.
Hold on, though. That's in Orlando. Was that? See, this is where confusion sets in. Was the Pop-Tarts Bowl at one point some other good bowl, and they just now it's the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
I don't know, but it's the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Why? But it's December 28th,
You can't
though.
Take that seriously, though.
Yes, you can't. So if it was the Citrus Bowl, would you take it seriously?
Yeah, that's been around for a long time, yes.
All right. But the Citrus Bowl is still there, so... I don't know what the Pop-Tarts Bowl is.
It's funny.
He has Wisconsin in the pinstripe, which would be a major disappointment.
That'd be like a 6-7 win season at the absolute max.
And you don't want to be, if you're in Nebraska, you don't want to be in the pinstripe bowl.
No, this tells me that he's high on Nebraska.
Yeah. I mean, how would you feel about Nebraska playing NC State in a pinstripe bowl?
That would suck. It'd be cold outside.
Would it suck or would it just be kind of like a...
Hey, well, congrats on your first bowl game since 16. Now go freeze your butts off outside in New York City. Have fun.
But what about as a fan? What about as a fan?
Yeah, exactly. The fans are freezing their butts off out there.
Okay, so the dreaded bull in Detroit, which I guess they call the Detroit Bull, he has
lost its sponsor. The Quick Lane Bull's gone. He has lost its sponsor.
I don't know. It just says Detroit. He has Maryland versus Ohio.
Oh boy! I can't wait to watch
that
one.
How would you feel about Detroit? On what is the date there?
That's on December 26th, the day after Christmas. We talked about that yesterday, about the concept of a 6-win season would be, okay, yes, you got your bowl game, but it's disappointing to go to the Pinstripe Bowl or Detroit. You know what's not disappointing? Going to Nashville to play LSU.
No, that'd be fun.
That'd be awesome, and I might try to go to that game.
There's a conversation that sprung. Oh, God, would you really?
Yes. Early break hits the road in Nashville.
Yeah, that would
be fun. Hot chicken.
Yeah, hot chicken's real football. There. It's real, Ben. The hot chicken thing is real. If you go to Nashville and have hot chicken and then come back here and eat hot chicken, it's a major disappointment. The real hot chicken's in Nashville. Apologies to anybody who tries to serve hot chicken, but it's not the same. It's not the same. All right. Now there's another conversation that sprung up that it's sort of an ancillary conversation to this one last night. Saw a heated exchange it reminded me of me and you.
That zipline?
Yeah. It reminded me of me and you back in the day. Actually, this actually occurred on our we'll call it a vidcast with Robin and Sean. You know, they typically 2-on-1 the old man. And the conversation was this. Then I saw two fans have it at Zipline, and it's the same conversation. And that is this whole thing about, well, I think Nebraska will be fine as long as they beat Colorado. If they don't beat Colorado, then, you know, it could spin out of control. Or Sean's big thing was, you know, that Illinois game, it's a Friday night.
Yes.
Night
in
game.
Lincoln.
Yeah. If they get that one, you know, then I think it could go real good. And my whole thing is, are we still having this conversation about a fragile program?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Sean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's you agree with Sean and Rob.
They haven't proven that they're not fragile yet. I mean, all this talk is great about the team, but talk is talk until you do it. I hate using the cliche, but they went 5-7 last year with a gettable schedule.
You know how much I disdain that conversation? Really, well, it's that fragile that if they lose to Colorado, then it's trouble? Why? It's one game.
Well.
It's one game. What? Why if they
have
lose?
You forgotten
is it trouble?
Have you forgotten the last 7 years of
postseason?
I give
these veterans more respect.
A lot of these veterans were on those teams that missed bowl games. That's why there's potential fragility mentally. They weren't. I mean, some guy Ty Robbins has been here for 6 years, no bowl game. If they lose that game, I could see, you know, he might. I'm not saying he would, but I can see understand why that's a concern.
I give the program's leadership more credit than that.
I think Matt Rhule is a wonderful leader, but it's fair for the fans and Sean and Robin and myself to wonder about
that
how fragile they are mentally.
That doomsday approach is off-putting and not healthy.
Is this a healthy place right now?
It can 20, be if you just think healthy.
The first year that this show was on the airwaves is the last time Nebraska made a bowl game.
Ben, which side are you on here, Ben?
Ben was like 13 years old when Nebraska last made a bowl game.
He's on Jake's.
Now he's a junior in college.
It's 4-on-1 right now.
I'd like to be on your side here, but I can't.
I am annoyed.
We're fragile.
I guess what it comes down to, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's just annoying.
I didn't say it wasn't. I don't like being this way about the fragileness, but
the
fragility. Can I use fragileness? Is that a word?
Ben said.
I've said fragility at least 3 times. I want to use a different word. Is fragileness a word?
I don't think fragileness is a word. I would go with fragility.
Word of the day, fragileness, not
Ben,
actually
Ben's
a word.
On the grease board. I want to agree with Sip.
But.
I think there's a but. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a but.
Oh, it's.
There's always a but.
I'd like to think that the program's culture and leadership is such that if you happen to lose one of those games early, it doesn't mean that the season's going to spin out of control in a bad way.
I hope you're right. I pray for that kind of stuff to happen.
If they get to this Music City Bowl like Jerry Palm projects, It means there is stability, which we all long for, which we all long. It means they will have withstood probably a loss early, right?
Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, well, not absolutely, because they could lose all their games late. But it probably means they're going to lose early, then lose a couple late. If they get
likely.
To, yeah.
Likely.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a Colorado conversation either. I mean, what if they lose to Purdue on September 28th? Does that mean, oh God, brace for the spiral?
No, it doesn't mean it has to, but fans will be concerned because they've seen it before. Until you can prove you're not what you have been, you're going to be concerned about
this
team.
It's fair. That's fair.
And there's nothing wrong with that thought. We got to get to break. We're late. Before we get to break, you seem hungry today. It's a late night. For you at Zip
Do
line.
Do I seem hungry?
Need a little hangover cure there, maybe, for your 17 beers.
I had one margarita. It was a half cup.
You need some early bird, though. You're hungry. You need breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, smothered, of course.
Yeah.
How about a bunch of different pancake options and hash holes? Hash holes. Get them. Early bird, 19th and K, unlimited free parking there.
If that doesn't wake the breakers up, nothing you will. Saying what?
Hash holes.
Nothing will. Nothing will.
Three spots in Omaha, 19th and K in Lincoln, also in Iowa, several places. Early bird, check it out today for breakfast, brunch, and lunch, 6:30 to 2:30 daily. When we come back, aging gracefully on early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.